This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. A month-long stalemate over Rhode Island's state budget is expected to formally come to an end this afternoon. That's when the state Senate is expected to approve a spending plan for the fiscal year that began July 1st. Joining me now to talk about the budget impasse and how it got resolved is Rhode Island Public Radio's political reporter, Ian Donis. Hey, Ian.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Ian, let's go back to late June when this dispute first erupted between the House and the Senate. What really happened?
Well, usually the Senate has relatively little to do with the budget. The budget is really the purview of the House, and most of the time, the Senate passes the budget very quickly after a day or so or a few days after what is a much longer and more extended debate in the House. It was different this time around. After the House had passed the budget, the Senate, as the General Assembly was about to adjourn, included a last-minute amendment that the Senate saw as a taxpayer safeguard regarding the phase out of the car tax. The House was very upset by this move. Speaker Mattiello saw this as a power grab by the Senate, and he sent his state reps home rather than having them vote on the budget.
So after what's usually basically a rubber stamp by the Senate didn't quite go that way, a few weeks passed, and then how did things get back on track?
Well, you're right. It was very frosty there at first, and House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello and Senate President Dominic Ruggiero went about 2 weeks without speaking with one another, but I think eventually cooler heads prevailed. They realized they had to start speaking with one another in an attempt to resolve the situation. They held a series of closed meetings over about 2 or 3 weeks. And then it was announced earlier this week that a compromise had been reached. The key goal here was to accomplish two main things: to have the Senate sign off on the House version of the budget, and to at least throw some attention to the Senate's concerns about the sustainability of the car tax. Longtime Rhode Islanders will remember how the state started the process of phasing out the car tax in the late 1990s and then had to walk away from that due to declining economic conditions.
Ian, this budget impasse has now gone on for just about a month. Has there been any tangible impact to Rhode Islanders?
I would suspect the main impact is in the court of public opinion, where I don't think this stalemate has made Rhode Islanders think particularly well of their legislature. Then again, it's summertime. A lot of people are not paying tremendous attention to the machinations of the State House. But a key detail was really something that happened this week when state aid payments for education, car tax relief, and some other uses were due to cities and towns. These payments went out earlier this week, and because that was ahead of today's Senate vote on the budget, that was still under the terms of last year's budget, funded at a lower level, and that would mean less money for cities and towns. But Governor Gina Raimondo has said that if everything proceeds according to plan, the state will look at making cities and towns whole for any lost revenue. So in short, it looks like there might be a very minimal impact, if any at all, from this budget standoff.
And looking at the compromise that's supposed to end this standoff, Ian, is it a good deal for the people of Rhode Island?
Well, of course, there are various opinions on anything like that. There are some critics of state government who think state spending in Rhode Island has grown too much and that it would be advisable to keep operating under the previous year's budget since it was slightly less money. But as far as compromises go, this does seem relatively reasonable. There will be a new budget. The Senate gets its concern addressed about the sustainability of the car tax. There will be a standalone bill voted in both chambers to require updates starting in 2021 on the sustainability of the car tax phase out. So it seems like a fairly reasonable bargain.
Now, one of those votes on that standalone bill is not expected until a special legislative session in September. What are some of the other issues that will be taken up at that point?
Those details are still in flux to some degree, but I think there are a couple of real attention-getting bills that will be voted on. One is a measure to give paid sick days to employees of certain size firms, approximately 14 employees or over, give them about 5 paid sick days a year if they don't already received that. Another measure would take guns away from people convicted of domestic violence. That's really noteworthy because for many years, advocates of more stringent gun measures have run into a brick wall at the State House, but Speaker Mattiello supported that this year. And also, there's a criminal justice reform package that's been a priority in the Senate for at least 2 years now, and the House is expected to sign off on that.
The Pawtucket Red Sox have been looking for legislators in a fall session to come back and talk about the possibility of subsidies for a new ballpark they'd like to build in Pawtucket. What's the outlook there?
The outlook on that remains somewhat unclear. Pawtucket remains a possibility as the future home of the Paw Sox. There's also a chance that the Paw Sox could eventually leave for either Worcester or Springfield or Montreal. There's more support in the state Senate than in the House for this Paw Sox proposal. And we should note that the state and the city of Pawtucket would help the Paw Sox to borrow money. In the end, according to Governor Raimondo and other supporters, the money would be paid back. But this support for this proposal seems kind of soft outside of Pawtucket. So it really is an open question about whether this is something that will go forward. But I would say there's a good chance we'll see the finance committees of both chambers hold hearings on the proposal to try and vet it and get at the nitty-gritty of the details on that.
We're just about out of time here, but Ian, you've called this end to the legislative session bumpy. Is that something that we've seen much in recent years?
As you said, Elizabeth, a lot of times the Senate is a rubber stamp on the budget, but there have been a couple of sessions that have ended with a lot of conflict in recent years and where things have ended kind of abruptly. And I've asked Speaker Mattiello and some of the Senate leaders about whether things need to be done differently. It's kind of ironic in a way because Speaker Mattiello stuck to his pledge to have the House vote on the budget earlier and to not engage in these middle-of-the-night voting machinations. But essentially, politics is always a contentious process, and I don't think we'll see that change in Rhode Island.
Well, Rhode Island Public Radio political reporter Ian Donis, you'll be at the State House for the expected vote today, later today, on the budget compromise. Thanks for getting us up to speed.
Thank you, Elizabeth.